Hello, and welcome to HeatCraft University's audio learning series on 10 tips for successful installation. My name is Joe Jones, and in this episode, we will cover the fourth tip, piping practices. This training series will present entry-level materials for novice or beginning learners and refresher tips for the more experienced learners. You may contact me with any comments or questions through my email address, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. Tip number 4, piping practices. Correct system piping is essential for proper system operation and adequate oil return to the compressor. From Tech Topics, Volume 3, Number 1, we learned, for oil return, the suction pipe is the most critical. The suction pipe should be sloped toward the compressor and should be sized for minimum pressure drop and proper refrigerant velocities. Select pipe sizes carefully. If the pipe size selected is too large, the refrigerant velocity becomes insufficient to carry oil vertically up to the compressor when the compressor is above the evaporator. The oil must pass freely through the entire system and reach a state of equilibrium to maintain stable oil levels in the compressor. HeatCraft publishes refrigerant line sizing charts in the Installation and Operation Manual on pages 22 through 28. Equally important in the system piping design is the use of traps in the suction line. Mike Jarrell, Manager of Sales Engineering Services, notes,
"Most people get the pipes properly pitched downhill so that the oil flows down towards the condensing unit. But you get into situations where the oil has to go up, so you can't rely on gravity. You have to rely on a trap that will be a collection point for the oil and aids in getting that oil up and away from the coil."
A P-trap should be used at the base of any suction riser greater than 3 to 4 feet in length. A suction riser is any vertical line which has upward refrigerant flow. In long suction risers, P-traps should be used for every 20 feet of vertical rise. In addition, it is good practice to install a P-trap at the outlet of the evaporator if the suction line rises above the bottom of the evaporator. This trap will ensure that oil can flow freely out of the evaporator. Without effective traps, you can log oil.
If you log oil at the evaporator and don't get it to the compressor, this will cause capacity problems,
says Mike Jarrell.
"Sometimes the oil will come back at one time after a defrost, eventually causing compressors to break down."
You should always use refrigerant-grade piping that is clean and dehydrated, and always install to comply with local and national codes. Properly support the refrigerant pipe every 5 to 10 feet of run to prevent breakage and sagging. Never pipe out of the top of a suction line, which will not allow the oil to flow with refrigerant back to the compressor. And liquid lines should be piped from the bottom to ensure a full column of liquid refrigerant. During brazing, a small amount of an inert gas, such as nitrogen, should be bled into the piping to prevent scaling and oxidation, which can cause damage to the system. Use only silver solder alloys, and if you need to use flux, only flux the male portion of the connection. Limit the amount of solder paste or flux to prevent internal contamination of the joint, and remove excess flux and paste after brazing. Wrap wet rags around components such as valves that might be damaged by the heat of brazing. It may also be advisable to disassemble some assembled valves to prevent damage during brazing. When sizing your refrigerant piping, you should account for equivalent feet of pipe due to valve, pipe, and fitting friction losses. Pipe size is not necessarily the same as the stub outs on the equipment components. Refer to reputable line sizing charts like those in our installation and operation manual when sizing your piping, and be aware of the maximum suction line riser size, which may require lines to be reduced for risers in order to maintain proper refrigerant velocities for oil return to the compressor. When this occurs, be sure to reduce the pipe size after the P-trap. If you reduce pipe size before the P-trap, you may log oil in the larger line run. When piping multiple evaporators, you will need to trap suction risers for each evaporator, and use an inverted trap when piping into the common suction line. Be careful to size the risers for the refrigerant flow. If you're trapping a single evaporator suction line riser, it needs to be sized for the capacity of that evaporator and not the entire system. Again, make sure the lines are properly sloped and directional flow about 1/4 inch for every 10 foot of pipe run. Another line used in refrigeration systems is the condensate drain line of the evaporator. It is important that these lines be constructed of steel or copper and be trapped separately for each room. Never combine the condensate lines from the cooler and a freezer into a common trap. This will cause migration of the warmer, moister air from the cooler into the freezer evaporator drain pan and result in an additional accumulation of frost and ice on the coil surface, which will decrease capacity and could cause icing problems in the drain pan and even damage the coil. Condensate lines should exit the refrigerated space quickly with adequate pitch. Penetrations through the walls for these lines to pass through must be properly sealed to prevent heat gain and moisture leakage into the refrigerated space. Freezer drain lines need to be heated. We recommend 20 watts of heat per foot of line run on 0 degree Fahrenheit rooms and 30 watts per foot for minus 20 degree Fahrenheit rooms. This concludes our fourth tip, piping practices, from the 10 tips for a successful installation. In our next episode, we will look at setting defrost. Please feel free to leave feedback or comments on this episode using my email address, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. You can find more information on this topic on our website at www.heatcraftrpd.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us on our next episode.